MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, March 20, 2025. And happy spring. This is the vernal equinox day. Cloudy, mid to upper 40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 4:19 p.m. Michael McHugh writes in today's Salem News, smoked salmon, scallops, snow crab, and octopus are just a few of the fresh seafoods that will be lining the shelves of local food pantries following the donation of more than 20,000 pounds of leftovers from the Boston Seafood Expo. Both Salem Pantry and The Open Door, that operates food pantries in Gloucester at 26 Emerson Avenue in Ipswich at Southern Heights, received a donation of fish from the expo, according to Kelsey Richards, the Open Doors communication manager. It serves people in Gloucester, Rockport, Manchester-by-the-Sea, Essex, Ipswich, Topsfield, Hamilton-Wenham, Boxford, and Raleigh. Mobile locations serve Danvers and Lynn. Beverly Bootstraps, which operates a food pantry at 35 Park Street for Beverly, Manchester-by-the-Sea, Essex, Hamilton, or Wenham residents, received 360 pounds of frozen fish from the expo. Jim Sullivan reports in the Daily News, the Institution for Savings on Wednesday announced it was pledging $250,000 toward a proposed $8.2 million recreation center on Low Street in Newburyport. Bank President and CEO Michael J. Jones, in a statement, said the Institution for Savings made the pledge through its charitable foundation. Early last year, Mayor Sean Reardon presented a plan to build a recreation center at the Low Street address. It calls for, among other things, an art and multi-purpose room, modular gymnasium, dual-purpose meeting and quiet study space, as well as large spaces for community events. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Buck Anderson writes in today's Salem News, the town of Danvers will begin its annual flushing of the water distribution system on Monday. According to the Water Division, the flushing is customarily done each spring to remove sediment that has collected in the system, assess hydrant flow rate for firefighting, and to improve water quality. As the flushing starts during the last full week of March, there may be days that it does not take place in order to prevent the possibility of water freezing on the roads. It may also be affected by staff training or holidays. And itemlive.com is reporting that the town of Swampscott held a special town meeting on Wednesday evening to discuss the ongoing uncertainty of the VFW Post 1240. The warrant discussed by the community and public officials sought to revoke the authority previously granted to the select board to sell or lease property located at 10 New Ocean Street and 12 to 24 Pine Street. After a heated and lengthy discussion, town meeting members voted 104 to 114 with the motion failing. In North Shore sports, Lynn Classical football coach Brian Vaughn is leaving to become the new head coach at Arlington Catholic. Vaughn has been the Rams head coach for the past 8 seasons. The Newburyport Daily News features an interesting story in today's paper. Two Plum Island residents are starring at sports at the same college. The interesting angle to this is that the college is in England. Both Ella Trout and Nick Muller are attending the prestigious University of Nottingham in England. Both are obtaining their master's degrees. Trout played lacrosse while Muller is on the American football team at the school. Bruins and Celtics were both off last night. The Bruins are on the road tonight to play the Golden Knights, while the Celtics play tomorrow night in Utah against the Jazz. And the Red Sox will open the 2025 season 1 week from today in Texas against the Rangers. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.